Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Okay, cheers.
Okay, cheers
to episode 72 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We're coming up on our 75th, which is exciting. I feel like that's a cool milestone. But let's get into it. So we're gonna do the currently.
Yeah, we decided that like the currently is definitely, because I feel like it still is helpful in terms of like going on tangents.
Yeah, it's a good jumping off point.
But I also feel like we always talk about like books and like what we're
TV. Yeah.
And so I just feel like it is kind of nice too if like there are like new products or like new things that we're doing. So the only real difference is we're kind of getting, this is the categories that we're going
to
do.
We've narrowed it down to five categories.
So we're doing using, eating, or drinking, I think. Like,
okay.
If you, there's, like, a drink that you're drinking, like, whatever. Yeah. Trying. So, like, if it's, like, currently, like, this month or something, like, you're, like, trying a new product of some sort or, like, a new hobby or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Reading and then watching, which is, like, not new.
Right. And that one is, will always include Dancing with the Stars.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what you put it last?
Dancing with the Stars can be its own category, because I'm obviously watching way more than just that.
Yeah. I am not.
Okay.
Between football and Dancing with the Stars, like, that's my
time. And then, obviously, we actually did get two submissions, so we'll talk about those.
Okay, fun. Okay, so which one are we starting with?
So, I have using first.
Okay. I feel like I have kind of two new things that I could have put in using, but also put in trying. So I just kind of split them up between the one that I feel like is, I feel like trying is more like, this is something I'm recommending, whereas using is just like something I'm currently using that I really love.
Yeah.
And that is our new patio furniture.
Okay.
So I can't remember if I talked about this on the pod really, because this was all kind of going on while we were taking our break, that we basically got our whole patio redone. So it was just old and nobody had touched it in a lot of years. And so the pavers were these giant squares that were really uneven. And I always was nervous when Lila was out there. And then the actual like patio stairs was this wood that felt like it was going to break every time I like stepped on it. So we basically got it all redone. And then we finally ordered patio furniture and it arrived and I put it all together. And we have had dinner out there most nights this week, because it's just so nice to like go sit outside. And then the weather has been perfect. That by the evening, it's been warm sometimes during the day, but like by the time we hit the evening, it's so nice outside and we sit out there and have dinner and it's just so pleasant. And then today I actually put up lights, which will be so nice. So maybe just our patio in general, we're like finally using it.
I love that.
So
I am using Fashion Pass.
Oh, right. You switched from Nuuly.
Yes. I feel like with Nuuly, it was just like, I was really disappointed in the products that were like getting shipped to me. Like, I was just like, it either like had a weird smell or like was missing something. Like, I would get things that were literally missing a zipper, or, like missing a button, or like literally missing like a part of it. And I was like, okay. And I feel like the cool thing about Fashion Pass is like, you're not limited to like you can get as much as you want in that like period, kind of.
What do you mean as much as you want?
Like, you can get like the items, and then if you send those back before your
So you can only have so many at a time.
Yes.
But then within the window, you can send them back and replace
them. And get other ones. Yeah. And then I like to.
That's how Rent the Runway was.
Yeah. And I like how you can also get like accessories.
Oh, cool.
So they have like earrings, like jewelry, like
purses.
Yeah. So if, you know, you're getting things for an event or something.
Right. If you have a special event and you want to get like the whole ensemble, how many items do you get?
So I think it's 5 items and 1 accessory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the cost comparable to Nuuly?
Yes, it's a little bit pricier, I think, but I haven't paid full price yet.
Okay.
So I don't see TBD what that's going to look like. But I don't foresee myself doing Nuuly again.
Interesting.
For sure.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, Rent the Runway started this whole thing with like just fancy clothes. Right? Like, just like dresses. It was like just to rent for like fancy clothes. And then they expanded into like regular clothes. And then all these other ones started popping up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody does it now.
Yeah. It's nice.
I mean, I don't wear real clothes enough to even contemplate justifying it.
It's nice, like, I feel like when you just, like, have things that are, like, coming up.
Cool.
And then I have a code so that you guys...
Yeah, I feel like all those companies do, like, a referral program. Yeah. So you probably have a code that gets them a discount if they want to try it.
So eating, drinking.
Yeah, my current... I mean, obviously, I'm not drinking anything. I saw the comment that was like, you probably shouldn't drink while pregnant. I just need to comment.
The only
like,
thing on the table was my water.
Yeah. So I don't know if that was in reference to the fact that we're still going to title the episodes Let's Drink About, even though we're not drinking right now. I am not drinking while pregnant. I know there's a lot of back and forth on like it, drinking, like having a glass of wine while pregnant. And I'm definitely not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. But what I will say is I've never even felt a desire to drink while pregnant either time because I already just feel icky. Like I don't feel 100%. I feel off. I don't feel like myself. Even if like all my ring stats have been like, I've been getting decent sleep because I'm in that like nice in between period where I'm not a giant whale yet. And all my numbers look good, but I still feel off. You know what I mean? I don't then want alcohol on top of that. So right. Anyway. So my eating, my current eating obsession is the cookie butter ice cream from Trader Joe's.
Oh,
it's okay. So good. That's so good. I mean, if you've never had the cookie butter, do you know what I'm talking about with the cookie butter from Trader Joe's?
Yeah, I have had that.
It's like peanut butter, but tastes like Biscoff cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah, that sounds incredible.
I feel like the handful of times I bought like the actual cookie butter, like I'm not sure what to do with it, mm-hmm. except maybe on like an apple or something. Like it's a good little sweet. Mm-hmm. Or I mean, let's be real, or just like on a spoon. But they make an ice cream, which is literally just the vanilla ice cream with the cookie butter in it. And that's been I have it almost daily.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that for you. I've said that like 4 times since we started this episode, but we're
you say that a lot in life too, though.
Okay, cool. Okay, 2 things. So obviously like all the pumpkin stuff has come out, which is very, very exciting. I love pumpkin
flavored. I don't love a lot of pumpkin flavored things.
I like love pumpkin bread, like any pumpkin cream, like pumpkin. I'm a huge fan. But you know what I think it is? Do you like carrot cake?
I do like carrot cake.
Okay.
I like pumpkin baked goods. Like okay. I like a pumpkin bread. I like pumpkin pie.
But you don't like pumpkin, like, coffee?
No, I don't want a pumpkin drink.
Okay.
I don't like pumpkin coffee. Most pumpkin beers I don't like.
Maybe not a pumpkin beer, but, like, I mean,
some people are, like, obsessed with them.
Okay. I love a pumpkin spice latte. Mm-mm. PSL, girls. But eating-wise, it sounds like all of this has been ads for mine. Actually, all of them are going to sound like ads almost.
Right, but it's all things that you are paying for out of pocket. None of this is sponsored or advertised.
Yeah. Well, and this is definitely not sponsored because I'm going to complain. But, so, I'm a very busy gal. We know this.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, sometimes, like, you know, eating is difficult to find time to do so.
And cooking for one is a pain in the ass.
It's so expensive. So, you know, I've tried HelloFresh in the past because I'm like, oh, like, this is fun. Like, I can still, like, cook, whatever. But sometimes it's just, like, I literally just don't even have time to cook.
Yeah. So and those meals, like, take way longer than
they say they do. Like, and, like, they're sus. I
personally like Home Chef over HelloFresh if you are gonna pick between those two.
Okay.
When we consistently did it during the pandemic. And I loved it because, yes, I had the time to cook. But I didn't have to meal plan or like do as much grocery shopping. So it worked really well. We also, I think when you're cooking for two, it's just way better. And because we like leftovers, we would do the 4 servings. Like, so mom always complains because I think she does Home Chef is the one she does.
She does HelloFresh. Yeah.
Whichever one she does, and I think they're both like this, is they make you, if you're going to only get 2 servings, they make you do 3 recipes. Right? So then she, like, has to cook 3 nights. And sometimes she doesn't want to do that. And I'm like, well, that's because you guys don't like leftovers. We would get 4 servings, and so you would only get, we would get 2 recipes, 4 servings, and then always have extra from lunch. But anyway, if you are interested, I think Home Chef is better.
So I've been dabbling into Factor.
Well, I've heard lots of good things about Factor, so I'm interested. What's the complaint?
Well, the complaint is I haven't tried it yet, because I picked my meals last week.
Okay.
I was at home all day on Sunday and said I was going to deliver and said my delivery was unsuccessful. And I reached out to them and they told me that they had issues with like all of their couriers or whatever the word is in delivering the meals. They were like, it'll just deliver a day late. It still should be fresh. It still should be good, whatever. So on Monday, I'm like waiting and I don't get it. And it's like 6:30 and I reach out and I'm like, hey, like this is my first time like picking the meals this week. And I did there's a ton of like codes, discounts. Yeah. And my sign to do it was because actually Fashion Pass put a coupon in my bag. So I was like, oh, perfect. Like 50% off, like whatever. And it's a really good deal. I was going to get 4 meals for like $35.
The discount bid price on any of them is great.
So, and they're like, oh my God, like, we're so sorry. Like, I know this isn't like a good look. And I'm like, well, And they're like, so when and if it comes, like, throw it away. Like, we wouldn't advise you to eat it at this point.
Yeah.
It never came. So I never had to worry about that. But then, so they did give me credit. So they like basically paid for it back, but it was credit to go to the next week. So I did pick new meals.
Okay. So TBD.
But I'm looking forward to trying it. I have heard like a conspiracy that apparently like in the first few months you do Factor, the meals are really good. And then like people are like, then you get like the shitty box and they're like not as good anymore. So I don't know, but that's just like conspiracy. People like being, but yeah, so I was interested to try it. So I guess it's like kind of trying also, like really I'm trying here.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then it's annoying because it fucked up my week because I didn't go grocery shopping for dinner stuff. I went grocery shopping for other stuff.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's my TED talk for that.
Okay. Speaking of eating, while we're on this category, I have a crowdsourcing question/request. I need meal ideas. So I feel
just like in general.
Yeah. For like dinners with like a couple qualifications. Sam no longer eats tomatoes or tomato based anything. And I'm not going to go into that for his personal health privacy, but like, so no tomatoes or tomato based. So like I had a bunch, I used to make chili or I used to make pasta, right? Like with red sauce, like those kinds of things are no longer on the table.
Literally.
And I also feel like some of my stuff is not super toddler friendly. Now, not because like Lila's picky, because she's not, but it's like I love like a white chicken chili, but that's like really hard for her to eat. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's not easy for me to like cut up and make it toddler friendly. Not because she won't eat those ingredients. And I guess, but see, I cook that in the crock pot. Mm-hmm. And so like that one's hard to share with Lila. Now I still made it because it makes really good leftovers for Sam and I for lunches. And so I just had to make Lila a different dinner the night that we had it for dinner. But I don't want all of my recipes to be like that. So I'm looking for recipes, especially this time of year. I would love some crock pot recommendations. Mm-hmm. Again, no tomatoes and that are like more kid friendly ish. So anyway, that's me crowdsourcing.
Yeah. You could also look at TikTok for that stuff. Just so you know. Okay. So now going into trying then. Yeah.
Okay. So what I've been trying for the last few weeks that I'm obsessed with and would highly recommend, it's called Brick. Tried to explain this to you and you were like making fun of me.
Because like on her phone she has a widget and it was like, days since I last bricked, and I just like what? Because like you know,
I don't know what that means from a slang standpoint.
But you know the term where it's like, oh, you're bricked up.
Nope.
You're
nope. I understand now that you've explained it to me, but I did not know that phrase.
Okay, so please explain to me what brick is.
Okay, I should have brought it down here. So I saw advertisements for this a number of times, and then I also saw people talk about it on social media, and there was finally a YouTuber that I follow who shared like a referral code that had a discount. And then also the insight, the big key that sold it for us is that you can use it for more than one phone. So Sam is using it too. And that was like a big selling point for us. So it's literally just a physical square. It's a little square box.
No, I've seen it.
It's magnetic. And so most people keep it on their fridge. I think depending on what you're trying to prevent yourself from doing, you could put it somewhere else in your house. The concept is you create a setting on your phone and you get to pick which apps you want to block. And then when you, why are you, you're not impressed?
No, I just, okay, I figured that's where this was going.
Yeah, so.
You're like putting your phone in jail or something.
Yes, you're turning it into a quote unquote brick. Because the concept is like, there are some apps I want to be able to use on my phone. So I don't just want to like put my phone in another room or not be near my phone or turn my phone on airplane mode or whatever. But there's apps that I need to be blocked from, right? And so when you put your phone in brick mode, then all you physically tap it to the gizmo and then it turns it into brick mode. And in order to unbrick it, you have to tap it. So for me, my biggest like source, the biggest driver for me to buy this was at night and in the morning, right? Like I would get in bed and I would scroll social media. I would wake up in the morning and I would scroll social media.
So you like brick right before bed?
Right before that.
You don't brick, you have to like actually get up.
I have to go, and it, because of our house, I have to go down a set of stairs, which right. I won't do, just to scroll social media.
How much
media.
Was it?
Well, with the discount, it was like $50. So it's not that much. Like I when I saw the advertisements and clicked on it for the first time, I thought it was going to be a lot more. And then with the, like, referral code, it was, like, $50.
Okay, so interested, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I, like, doom scroll.
Me too.
Like, I did. I literally, okay, I saw the funniest TikTok. It was, like, someone in bed, and it was their Kindle next to them, and they were on their phone. And it was, like, your Kindle waiting for you when you're done doom scrolling. And it's, like, just a minute.
It's like, exactly. Yeah.
And then like you like
wait till you hear about how much I've read because of I think this gizmo has made a big difference.
It's why is it so it's hard, so hard to put your phone down?
It sounds so silly. Like to me, it's almost embarrassing to be like, I had to buy this $50 physical little square to
I'm
prevent
sure,
me from scrolling.
Yeah.
But it has made a huge difference for me. Now again, I think one of the big benefits is that we live in a multi-story house, right? So I would have to literally go down a set of stairs in order to unbrick it. I don't know if you would be as, like, if it would work as well, given that your fridge is not as far from your bed.
No, my fridge is right outside my bed. Yeah. So I put a time limit on TikTok.
Yes, because that's so easy to override.
And it's a 2-hour time limit, and I hit it almost every day.
Yes, so that's how I was with Instagram, and it was embarrassing as fuck. And so now that I got this thing, like it makes such difference. And so I have like my nighttime mode. And so that's the other thing is I like to use my phone for my alarm clock. I use my phone to listen to something as I'm falling asleep. You know what I mean? And so I want
listen to something.
I listen to like an audiobook to fall asleep. Or I listen to Gilmore Girls for the millionth time. But I'm not actually watching it. I have my eyes closed right. I'm trying to fall asleep.
Interesting. Like with AirPods in?
Yeah. Well, because I only use AirPods because my husband is next to me. Otherwise, I would just...
So you just like wake up in the middle of the night with AirPods in your ear?
No, they almost always fall out because I flip all night long. So it pretty much always falls out at some point. I wake up usually with an AirPod in my bed.
Interesting. Yeah. I've never... Because I mean,
if I lived alone, I wouldn't use an AirPod. I would just listen to it.
Well, yeah. But like, yeah. I listen
and then
to...
And then you can set a timer for it to turn off after
right.
30 minutes.
Yeah, I listen to rain.
Okay. Anyway, so...
A little rain. It's like a little beach, and there's like rain.
Right, so I don't want my phone to, like, sleep in another room, and so this has made a big difference. And then I also have, like, a daytime focus mode where it blocks out, like, social media and games on my phone when I'm, like, trying to work and focus, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And then, again, the other big perk is that the device is not phone-specific, so Sam can use it, too. And so he has his own settings... Right? That he, and the apps that he is guilty of, his are like a little less depressing than ours. Like his is hit. He does have Instagram and Facebook, but like the news apps is a big one for him that he blocks, which is so like the wholesome, it feels like to me. But I know right now it's like, no, I don't want to look at the news before bed or first thing in the morning. So he's been using it too and loving it. So
nice.
Highly, highly recommend.
Love that for you. I've been using a new Divi product.
Oh.
It is their scalp serum.
Okay.
So
I don't feel like you need that.
I just like saw really good things about it. And like, I feel like with stress, like, and like, I feel like
that was their original product. Like okay. That is the product that started it all for her was she was losing hair. I don't know if it was postpartum. It's like very much a postpartum advertisement. I feel like people that talk about the hair, the scalp serum, but like that was the OG product, was yeah. that she couldn't find a product that to help her with hair growth that didn't have like a bunch of shitty ingredients.
Yeah. And it's like, it's very cooling. Mm-hmm. Like it's like you cool. put it in your scalp yeah. and then it like drips down and I'm like, ooh, it's like very like, very like eucalyptus. Yeah. I also just love the smell of the air dry cream too, but yeah.
Yeah, their products. Yeah,
not that my hair is like falling out, but I'm just kind of, you yeah. know, being
proactive.
Proactive, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I tried their dry shampoo. It's good. I feel like it's on the pricier side and it's not like
the totally, scalp serum is expensive. It was like
yeah,
$50.
Yeah. I feel like it's not totally worth it for like, I feel like drugstore dry shampoos are just as good.
I actually, interestingly, I had to use, one of the great things about working at a wedding venue is there's always like hospitality stuff when
products,
you need it.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's always leftover like deodorant, dry shampoo and stuff yeah. like that. So, I like had to use the dry shampoo there the other day and I'm like, it was like just Dove and it smelled so like I could smell it for days. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, I'm going to get that.
Yeah. Dove stuff smells good.
Yeah. I use Dove like body wash, like solely, but
yeah, I do too.
Okay. Reading. You're reading Throne of Glass. I already know.
I'm on the third book.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So I feel
to
like,
to be fair, this is her third time reading this series. Yeah.
Maybe.
What, or fourth? It's not your not your second.
You don't think so?
No, you read it last. I remember you read it. Like,
okay, so then it's my third.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, again, I think the brick situation has made a huge difference in me reading before bed. So yeah. that has made a huge difference. And y'all, it is the perfect, I know I like was hopeful when I talked about it on the pod. No, it is absolutely working to the point that I am excited to read. Like, we were in an Uber today to go somewhere for 15 minutes, and I read my book instead of scrolled my phone, right? And, like, that, it was, like, I'm that excited to read, but I can still fall asleep, and it makes me sleepy. And I'm not just, like, up all night like I would be with, like, a Freedom McFadden.
That's wonderful for you.
It is perfect, and I love it. And the third book is, like, where it really gets good. Like, the first two books are good. But the third one, like, really gets good. And I'm really excited. There's, like, a whole new world and a whole new characters. And it's, like,
fun.
I just started it yesterday. So, I'm, like, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That is what I'm reading. I also am reading because I need to throw this in there. For nonfiction. Because we had originally planned, y'all, not to take a break when I was, like, pregnant but not telling anybody. And we were going to have, like, a whole separate video of, like, how my drinks were fake. And, like, all the little things I wanted to say, but I couldn't because I wasn't telling anybody.
Yeah.
And in one of those, but we never used it because we only did like two episodes. So yeah. we just like never used it. I talk about the pregnancy books that I love. Mm. And so I just need to give them a shout out because I've moved on to there's an author, Emily Oster, who is fantastic. And so if you are trying to get pregnant or you are going to be pregnant in the near-ish future, highly recommend the book, Expecting Better. Highly, highly recommend. And I finished that last.
Sorry, I wasn't doing that to you. I just, like, my face is, like, stiff. So I was just, like.
You okay?
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot recently. But it, like, looks like I'm, like, rolling my eyes at someone. Okay. So.
That's fine.
Just wanted to, like.
I don't know why you'd be rolling your eyes at my pregnancy book. So.
Yeah.
So I finished that last week, and then I moved on to her second. These are also rereads for me, but I knew I wanted to reread them. Her second book, which is about, like, babyhood. It's, like, 0 to 1. Called Crib Sheets. And so it's, like, all the little things. Now, a lot of the stuff in this book, I feel like, is not, like, it's decisions we've already made, like, nanny versus daycare. But I also feel like listening to it again is kind of, makes me feel good about the decisions that we have made, you know, for whatever. So, yeah, highly recommend both of those if you are in that stage of life.
Nice. Well, I have completed the off-campus prior to you series. There's a couple, like, little, like, side books that she has in that series, but I'm not gonna read them right now.
Okay, all right.
The Off Campus series is officially coming to Prime in 2026. They like drop little like, you know, hints and stuff, and like the whole cast like hangs out together like every week. And yeah, Amazon's saying it's gonna be like their biggest project of 2026, truly. So I'm very excited for that, and I will probably like reread the first, because like the first four I read like I think the end of last year. So I'm like, I might reread them like right when they come because they're so easy. So Netflix is taking another adaptation. And it's the Chestnut Springs series. I don't know if you've heard of it. So I started it. The first one's called Wild Love, but they're like, it's like Southern vibes. So, but I've heard really good things. So, and I need a break from hockey, even though I love me a hockey romance. I'm going to start that. But in other news, I've put my book on the back burner a little bit, but I think that's part of the process.
I don't. I think that is you being self-conscious about it.
No, and it's not self-consciousness. It's like I'm excited about a different project, and I don't want to not finish it. Like, I will finish it and, like, complete it and, like, you know, really, like, delve into it, but I'm, like, so into this, like, other thing that I'm, like, playing around with.
I just don't want you to use this other thing to, like...
It's not.
Put off your first book forever.
It's not. It's not putting it off forever.
Okay.
But more details to come on that. I don't really...
Are you going
to
share any details about this other project or no?
I mean, it's a project that'll be like years and years of making. So I don't...
Okay.
But that's fine.
I was just asking.
Yeah.
I mean, I obviously know. Sorry, y'all.
Well, I mean, it's actually not really a secret. It's just, like, I want to do, like, some sort of, like, fantasy world-building situation. So, I've had ChatGPT because, shout out, make me a map. And I'm sorry, I've just been, like, playing around with, like, that and, like, names and just, like, pinning things on Pinterest. And I feel like I finally narrowed down kind of, like, the map, not like the whole map, but just like, you know, the overall like skeleton of it, and then like the like two main characters, like their names. But other than that, like,
see, I think it's interesting though. I feel like it would be helpful for you to read Throne of Glass and or
yeah,
A Court of Thorns and
Roses,
because
I'm not...
I feel like one of the things that really always blows me away about these books is like the number of quote unquote main characters that get introduced in book 2, in book 3, in book 4, right? Like, there is a character that I didn't even realize wasn't there until book 3, until yesterday, and I was like, oh, shit. Like,
no, yeah,
she's a big deal.
I would definitely read them, because I feel like what made me feel like I could write the romance book is because I've just read so many of them.
Sure, sure, sure.
So I know, like, kind of how it goes.
Yeah.
I just wish I wrote it differently in the way where I wish I used, like, a different platform. Like, I wish I, like...
What do you mean by platform?
Like, I wish I just outlined it better, I guess. Like, okay, whatever. I will finish it, I promise. Now it's got me, like, kind of thinking about it. I kind of want to, whatever. But,
I'm just going to go home and, like, nail it tonight.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm not planning on, like, sitting down and writing this book anytime soon. It's just, like, kind of playing around with it for fun.
Yeah.
But that's that. Watching Just Dance with the Stars for you?
Yeah, right now. I mean, I... did watch, there was a new SVU came back, and in true SVU fashion, the first episode was so timely on current events, and I just, like, forgot how good they are about, like, intertwining the current shit that's going on in our world, and they very clearly have a political stance on things, and it's, like, amazing. So loved the first episode, and then, yeah, between football and Dancing with the Stars, that's all I'm watching. Because I do want to start watching some Halloween movies, and so that's where I want to spend my time. So okay. Do you want to do what other things you're watching first, and then we'll Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, I mean, I've already talked about Love Island Games, so I don't need to talk about that, but I've been watching Nashville. Have I talked about that?
You talked to me about it off the pod.
So Nashville is an older series that, like, is...
Yeah, but I said older, and then you were like, no, like, 10 years ago or something. It wasn't that long ago.
Well, it's not, like, they don't make shit like this anymore, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I, like, talked about this on TikTok, because I was like, all the shows that come out now are, like, maybe 10 episodes max in, like, one season. I'm like, I'm so glad that Nashville came out. And Nashville's been on Hulu, but I've never, like, you know, Hulu has ads. Like, I'm like, I don't want to watch. Like, I don't want to binge a TV show on Hulu. Mm-hmm. And I
pay for Hulu ads.
Yeah. Well, so it's like 20 episodes a season, and it's like, it's just, there's so much more depth because there's so much more storyline, like all that. So, and it's like, you know, obviously in Nashville, it was like, I love shows that have music in it. There's yeah. like lots of music. And it's like Hayden put,
Panettiere.
Yeah. Like.
Oh, that makes me want to watch the damn ice skating movie with rest in peace, Georgina Sparks. What's her name?
Oh, she is in that.
Yeah. It's like her and Hayden Panettiere, like the main characters.
Oh, I thought she was in Bring It On. She's in one of the Bring It Ons. Yeah.
Maybe. She's not the OG. Kristen Dunst is the OG Bring It On.
Yeah, she's Bring It On. 2006. All or Nothing.
Oh, okay. That's not the OG Bring It On. I love that movie too. What a good movie.
Yeah. I love you, Beth Cooper.
Yeah. I need to make a list of those like nostalgic movies, like Bring It On, Legally Blonde, like, you know, everything that kind of falls into that. Ice Princess.
God, she's been in a lot, actually. So good. Holy shit. Okay, anyways, so yeah, it's really good. It's just like,
how many seasons are
there? It's feel good. I actually don't know.
Okay.
But I'm almost on season one.
Cool.
Already. So, and it's like a good, like, you know, like 45 minute episode. Like, it's not like.
Because it probably aired live in an hour slot with 15 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like the main thing I'm watching. Okay, Dancing with the Stars, since we still aren't watching it together.
Do you play this week?
Nope. Disney night. Disney night is at. I get
to. Did you see the songs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start our last week's episode and then I can bitch about Disney night. Wow. Did not really see that coming.
Someone was like, dude, Steven, like, people from last season, they were like, they wouldn't have been able to keep up.
I sent you that.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Alona posted on Instagram.
Alona was literally Lauren, no offense.
Well, minus the fact.
Wise.
Sure, agreed. But Alona had a lot more votes.
Yeah.
From a score perspective, by week three, for sure, she would not, she stayed because of audience votes, for yeah. sure. Alona posted on her stories, like, right at the end of the episode, like, holy shit, this season is stacked. People like me and Steven and Danny would not have lasted on,
yeah,
on this season.
Yeah.
Danny's
giving, like, Dylan a little bit, but, like, Dylan's hips. Those hips, man.
I think what frustrates me the most, like, if she had just gone home because, like, clearly the audience wasn't invested in her, fine. But the fact that her score was the same as yeah. Andy's is the bullshit piece of it.
Well, and so many people are saying it's like each person is scored differently because each person, like,
they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It should be the people against the people, not the people against themselves.
Yeah. So that's the problem. But my issue is, like, as someone who's watched it for a very long time, like, when Glenn was there,
right.
the bottom two couples, he chose between the bottom two couples who went home. And Glenn was always very, like, it was
the better dancer.
Yeah, it was the talent. Then
right. The audience gets them in the bottom, and then the better dancer gets to stay. And if that had been the case, Andy would have gone home.
Yeah, I think so. But, and, like, I get that Andy's, like, oh, look, the heart of the show, and he's super cute, and, like, whatever, and, yeah, okay, he's adorable, but, like, why string him along for him not to win? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's great, but it's also, like, and if he wants to be part of it, like, whatever, and, like, honestly, I still didn't, like, Lauren leaving was, like, okay, yeah, that was shit, like, maybe she didn't deserve to leave, but also, like, her attitude was, like, also unnecessary.
No, I agree that, like, her attitude was a little bit, yeah, off-putting, and I can see why she didn't get the votes compared to Andy. But again, it was, and if her score had been, and it's not even that I think she deserved a higher score, just the fact that their scores were the same pissed me off because they were not on the same. But, like, yeah. So her score had been, if they had been, had different scores, I don't care what they were, And she still went home because of audience votes. Fine. That's fine. The audience gets to say. But the fact that they had the same score, so then he clearly got more audience votes, like, yeah, that's what makes me mad about it.
Yeah,
is, no, like,
I agree.
You know, that piece, the dancing piece of it.
Like, I'm so sorry, but Hilaria needs to go. Who the fuck is voting for her?
Literally. Well, she's getting decent scores, so it, like, almost doesn't matter who's voting for her.
No, the scores at this point, like, don't even fucking matter.
Well, according to Google, I looked it up last season, it's 50-50, the judges' scores with audience votes.
Oh.
Like, a 50-50 split. So, she could be getting less votes than someone like Andy or Lauren, but because her dance scores are much higher, it gets offset. But the irony, though, is, like, after Andy and Hilaria, it's like a free-for-all. They're all good. I mean, there's obviously, like, a level of like, really good, but, like, they're
and
all,
what, and I called they're it, all popular. I'm like, and I called it, like, I think Dylan's just going to get better.
Yeah, he's getting better. Elaine's dance this week was not great, but her first 2 weeks were great.
Yeah.
Especially, I love how she threw in there, like, guys, I'm 54. Like, she, for her age, she looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. And Scott was really, 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 really good this week, but it was jazz routine.
Yeah. I think Scott is probably, like, the more they do actual ballroom is not going to end well for Scott, but that's okay. Yeah. He's still, I mean, I'm glad he's still around.
And Whitney's coming for the gold.
Oh, she is, like, I'm going to win this shit.
Like, Whitney, like, I could go on a soapbox about how her and Milo man him or whatever.
Are going to get screwed?
No, when she was partnered with Milo, like, I showed you those dances.
Oh,
like,
you're talking about Whitney the pro.
Yeah, a few years ago, like,
I mean, it's going to come down to Whitney, or Robert, Whitney, and Alex, essentially. Like, I can tell you right now, right, the final of, like, the final four, those are three of the final four.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this is also the turning point where people start to surprise us.
That's true.
And sometimes people that were doing really good do stop being good. Yeah. Okay, well, next week. So, I mean, it's kind of cool that they do share it with us so that we can talk about it. But also, like, I don't need to know.
Yeah, I don't need to know. But, like, if it's going to be out, we're not going to not talk about it until after. Because then we can get it. I can air my grievances now, okay? I fucking love Disney. You guys know that, right? My bachelor party was in Disney. I love Disney. I love Disney night. I love me a Disney night.
What?
I understand that they are doing an ode to Disneyland's birthday. Dances to the songs from the rides? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
No. Also, I love Broadway. Love Broadway. Do a Broadway night. Sign me up for Broadway night. Hamilton?
And Whitney getting Hamilton.
Everyone's well, like, Mark getting Hamilton. He posted on his Instagram stories, did you see this? Like a month ago. And when they were in New York for like the press release, he went a night early to see Charlie and Aunt Juliet. And then he also like went and saw Hamilton. And he vlogged in New York and goes, man, a foxtrot to the room where it happens would be so epic. And now here we are a month later and he is doing a foxtrot to the room where it happens. Like, he basically said, I'll come back if I, like, get whatever the fuck I want.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
And, again, it's going to be epic. The costumes are going to be great. The choreography is going to be great. And I love that song. I love that show.
The Space Mountain one threw me. Like, I literally laughed out loud.
The Star Wars? Like, I hate Hilaria. Maybe she'll go home, but, like.
Oh, I was so happy they got that. I was like, Star Wars? I'm like, okay, I love the idea of Scott and Riley being.
That's sharp. Definitely the number one.
Sharp. But, like, Bop to the Top is not the song choice.
No, they should have done, What I've been looking for, what I've been waiting for.
No, not even that one. That one has, like, two lines. I'm talking, like.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull up the list. I don't hate Bop to the Top. And but the fact that they're doing High School Musical and Dylan Efron is not.
I'm sure he didn't want to.
Okay, so then you know what he should have done? He should have done The Greatest Showman.
That would have been good. What is he doing?
I don't even remember. Something totally. I'm going to pull it up because it's, like, it's kind of cuckoo.
And there's like five quick steps.
Yeah. Okay. So Alex and Val are doing Avini's Waltz to Once Upon a Dream. That's classic. Okay. Andy and Emma are doing Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Okay, which again, ode to the ride, whatever. I Want to Be Like You from the Jungle Book. Danielle and Pasha. That's cute. Oh yeah. Dylan and Danielle are doing Life is a Highway from Cars.
Okay. That's cool. I like that.
So, and then
I feel like they've done that before, no?
I don't know. Yeah, the Space Mountain one. I mean, come on.
Do they say, like, the song for, who's doing the one that's based off of Tiana ride?
Oh, yeah. Well, so, yeah, hold on. So, yeah, the Space Mountain ride, and then Hilarion Gleb doing the Star Wars ride. Jen and Jan doing A Friend Like Me from Aladdin. That one, at least, is cute. Jordan and Ezra are doing the song from Tiana's ride. Giving her Tiana is already a little, like, come on. Like, you're being a little bit too ridiculously obvious with that. But if you're going to give her Tiana, that's one of the ones that pisses me off. Don't give her the song from the ride.
Yeah.
Give her the fucking good songs from the movie.
I know.
Yeah, so that one's weird. Robert and Whitney are doing Try Everything from Zootopia, which I actually love that song.
That makes sense.
So, like, I don't hate that one. And, yeah, Zootopia for him, like, and the Zootopia 2 ad. I don't know if you've seen any of the previews, but there's, like, a snake that's the main character in Zootopia 2. So, like,
wait, they're gonna, I'm just realizing they really, really are connecting them to the...
The people.
The people.
Yes, they are.
Because, like, Alex is, like, Cinderella.
I am assuming there's gonna... Yeah, there's gonna be background.
So, I don't think it's, like ridiculous. I think they're, like, literally trying to make it, like...
So, I think the parts of it that are ridiculous to me are the ones that are the rides.
Yeah.
The ride songs. That's stupid.
Yeah.
That one's dumb. And then Hamilton.
Yeah, the Hamilton one.
The Hamilton one. That has nothing to do with Disneyland. Also, like, the rest of these at least have probably a... Well, I guess High School Musical, there's probably nothing.
Is Hamilton even... What, is that even... connected to Disney in any possible way?
Well, yeah, because Disney...
It's on, what, it's on Disney Plus?
Yes, because Disney... I don't know if they bought it. They just paid a shit ton of money for it to be on Disney Plus. I don't know, but yes.
Okay, that's...
That's how it's connected to Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
Okay, well...
But yes, that one makes no sense to me. So, I'm excited for some of them. I'm not excited for some
of them. I'm excited that I'll be here. I will be coming from a happy hour that starts at 4.
So she's gonna have fun.
I'm gonna be, and it's like at Park Osuna, so.
The one right here?
Yeah.
Well, perfection.
Let's move on, because.
Okay, let's move on.
Very exciting things are happening tonight at midnight.
Oh, yes. I'm not staying up.
I am not either.
I'll listen to it in the morning.
I will listen to it in the morning. I have nothing to say. Yeah, I'll listen to it in the morning. Lincoln and I went to see Renee Rapp. It was absolutely life-changing.
Yeah.
I have post-concert depression still. I love her. She's an icon.
So then we watch Mean Girls tonight before this to make up for it.
Yeah. She's just...
She's just... Yeah. Bitch. No words.
Like, we were saying, like, her mic was on.
Yes, her vocals
are out of this world.
She's so fucking talented. It's unreal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I loved her.
Okay.
Wait, and other things before we get to the questions. I have two other things.
Okay.
Allie's volleyball team won. As she yawns.
We won silver. We didn't win gold.
Wait, what?
Sorry, I should have said that.
Yeah, wait, when you said...
No, we won our bracket. But so there's a gold, a silver, and a bronze bracket.
Oh, you did not make that clear.
Oh, no. I mean, we still won.
But you didn't... You weren't the champions.
No, because the champions are, like, insane. We won. We... demolished, actually. Our team is so good.
But you didn't.
Except for me.
Win first place.
Okay, that's not important.
That's a very important distinction.
No, not in that world.
Wow, okay. Wow.
I actually didn't know. I actually found out halfway through our, like, second game. Well, so what happened was...
So you didn't even know.
So, okay, the reason why... So first, the first game we played was the... I don't know. We won the first game, and then if we were going to win that, then we went to the championship. So we ended up saying, we thought we were going to lose last week. So we were, like, planning on losing last week, we were going to be done, and then we won, and then we won again, and then we won again. So.
Anyway.
We got shirts that say champs, so. And then we went to Renali's, and they gave us a tequila bottle.
Oh, fun.
Because we said that they were sponsored by us, but they weren't. But it's fine.
Oh. Awkward.
Was that what was on your list?
That was one of the things on my list. Oh. Okay, the other thing on my list is I'm having a Halloween costume predicament.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw upstairs. So, I ordered my Halloween costume shirt, which is a Mike Wazowski shirt, and it is specifically a maternity shirt so that
the eye
is on the belly. That is not the right color green. It's not even fucking close to the right green. It is like the color of your sweatshirt, not Mike Wazowski green. It is so off. It's so annoying. So I tried to find another one, and they don't make a maternity one. They only have like regular Mike Wazowski shirts where the eyeball would be like on my chest, which is like not the point. So it's like, I mean, here's the options, right? Option one, I keep the shirt I have, which is the wrong color green, but the eyes on my belly. Option two is I buy a regular Mike Wazowski shirt, right color, eyeball, wrong spot.
Hopefully not.
Option three, which I'm not super excited about with everything I have going on, is like I find a way to DIY this shit.
No, to keep the one you have.
Okay, even though it's the wrong color?
I haven't even looked at it, but I will look at it and I'm going to tell you to keep that.
Okay.
Because it's the whole point, and like I don't think the color is really going to
matter.
Be that monumental, so.
Okay. Let me know if you have a different opinion than Allie.
Two things, and they're home items. Home things. No, I'm actually getting kind of hungry. The first question was favorite home items. I just bought my first home and could use advice. And then to like go with that, how do you not stress about making your home Pinterest worthy?
Oh my gosh.
So I feel like that's maybe for you.
First off, congrats. That's really exciting. Second off, I can obviously totally relate. It is really tough. I think especially the hardest part for us anyway, has been balancing the desire to do it all right away and to do it the right way, right? In every place we've ever lived that we have rented, it's like, well, we know we're not going to be here forever. And so I just want to get shit set up as quickly as possible, right? So I want to buy furniture that fits, and I want to buy the cheapest, and I want to build it as quickly as possible. I want to hang stuff up, even if it's not exactly what, you know what I mean? I just do as quickly as possible. And when we moved in here, it was like, that's not the plan, right? So we're going to buy things piecemeal so we can invest and buy the right things. So that's step one. It's really tough and really frustrating, but remember, you're in this for the long haul, just like the mortgage, right? You're doing it for the long haul. And so invest and just prioritize, right? The couch was the number one priority for us. And so we spent the money, and that was expensive, and it was priority one. Then it was redoing the patio so we could enjoy. So we like redid the patio and we bought the patio furniture. The next step is finishing the part of our basement that has to be finished because we're having a baby. And then there's lots of stuff we want to do, but it's just from an investment standpoint, we're like, we have to space it out. We can't afford to do it all at once. Aligned with that, Pinterest is beautiful for inspiration, but 9 times out of 10, that photo is either like fake or somebody doesn't actually live there, right? It's staged for a photo. So do not, like, you can use
it. Or like a bajillion dollar item.
Or it's a room that they don't actually utilize, yeah. Right? My guess, if you bought a house, you have intentions to use every room in your house. Ask yourself what is important to you. There's a really good book. I keep actually meaning to purchase it. I borrowed it from the library years ago. That is called The Cozy Minimalist Home. And it is a really great book on like how to decorate and have it feel cozy but not overwhelming. And it has like quizzes on like how to figure out what's important to you in the space. But at the end of the day, functionality is the most important thing. Don't, like, you're going to use your space way more than somebody else is going to see it, right? Like, we love to host and we love to throw parties. But the function of a space on a day-to-day basis is so much more important than like people are coming over. And so make sure you prioritize that. Nobody is Pinteresting your house.
Nice. That was beautiful. Good job.
Was that both questions? It was just like a part one and part two. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. I can't wait to have my own place and get to like kind of start from scratch and like,
yeah, and it's so fun, but it's also so overwhelming. And then you have a plan and then you run into a predicament.
My apartment's gonna be like the size of this room, so.
All right, well, if you made it all the way to the end, comment with the pumpkin emoji for fall/Allie's pumpkin flavored everything. Let us know if you like pumpkin flavored things. Are you like me and you like some but not others? Do you like it all? Do you like none of it? Happy fall. Happy October. It's officially October.
October 2nd.
And always all the things. I know Allie hates when I say this, but if you liked this, if you're, especially if you're watching on YouTube, please give it a thumbs up and a review. If you're on Spotify or Apple, are always super helpful. And you can leave comments on Spotify now, which is really cool. We need to go look at those actually and respond to any comments that are on Spotify. I like totally forgot. I have it in my like routine to check the YouTube comments, but not Spotify. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Obviously don't keep that in. God bless America.
Also off the record, that let me figure out how I want to say that.
So off the record.
Anyway.
Does it?
No, I just make sure I didn't, there wasn't anything I meant to say on earlier ones.